You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
Today, we're down to the fourth installment of our Amazing Grace series. If you missed this, when we started this a few weeks ago, the goal basically of this series is for us to present a theological, biblical, and practical view of God's grace. For us to know better or to understand better, unsa man ang grace ni God ba? Because oftentimes, again, when we talk about the grace of God, our thinking about the grace of God is, it's something that helps us out in a difficult situation. Murabag kung, Lord, help me out this, nga, maokal ko ang difficult situation. We always think of God's grace as just something like that. But God's grace is more than that. Again, we've entitled this Amazing Grace. Now, God's grace is not just tiny, small portions or insignificant. It is amazing. In the same way that when you would look at nature, kisa diri mailig matog nature, matog view, ganun ka maglantog sunset, sunrise, anyone you're like that, or the mountain, if you would see something like this, that's not a painting, okay, it's a picture. If you would be in the Grand Canyon, you would looking at the view, perhaps you would say, wow, grabe, amazing. And the same way, God's grace is amazing. Why is it amazing? Over the past few weeks, we've learned that grace, one definition of grace is that it is an unmerited favor from God towards man. When we say unmerited, meaning undeserved, man did not earn it. Man was unable to get God and say, Lord, I deserve this grace that you're going to give to me. No, it's undeserved, unmerited favor from God towards man. And he has displayed it in different ways. In the first week, we talked about justifying grace. Nga ang favor ni God towards man was that even though man didn't deserve to be justified and declared righteous, God came to this world as Jesus, died on the cross for our sins, and because of that, whoever would believe in Him would receive this free gift of salvation, would be justified. Kaya nga, justifying grace siya. We have been declared righteous, sinless, holy in the eyes of God simply because Christ came into the picture. Kung wala si Jesus, we wouldn't be justified by grace. Kaya nga, it is a favor from God. Then we talked about sufficient grace naman. Na at times wherein we have hardships, difficulties, may it be emotional, financial, relational problems. Okay, it may not always be an answered prayer na to from God is a quick solution, a quick fix. Oftentimes, God gives us the grace to endure, to persevere. And even during the middle of the storm in your life, you will not be destroyed by that storm in your life. You'll be able to weather the storm. Okay, we talked about that, sufficient grace. This week naman, we skipped the third week, which is sanctifying grace because nga, nag-volunteer sign up na. It's the grace of God that changes us, that transforms us to become more like Jesus. And this week, we'll talk about enriching grace. Can you tell your seatmate enriching grace? We'll talk about enriching grace here this afternoon. Basically, we'll touch about generosity. We'll look into how God's grace provides for us. It doesn't just help us spiritually, although that's a big part, but even in our material needs, okay? God's grace is still there. So we'll touch about that, about giving and about generosity. So if you have your Bibles with you, can you turn them to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 to 11? This will be our main passage for this afternoon. So whether it's been your phone, your tablets, or you have an actual Bible, can you relate it to this verse? So can I request everyone to please stand as well as we'll read of it all together. Verse 6, it says here, the point is this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things in all times, you may abound in every good work. As it is written, He has distributed freely, He has given to the poor, His righteousness endures forever. Verse 10, He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. As always, before we unpack of our main verse, a bit of background on the book of 2 Corinthians. It was written by Paul, and it's not technically the second letter he wrote to the Corinthians. Okay, he's written a few more before that. But if on 1 Corinthians, Paul was trying to address certain issues because some of the people were rejecting him as a leader, as an apostle, as a ministry leader. In the 2 Corinthians, particularly the 8th and 9th chapter, because you can't talk about the 9th chapter without the 8th chapter. Parang pair sila. The background here is that in a considerable portion of Paul's time and energy was devoted to organizing a collection of his Gentile churches for the poor saints in Jerusalem who were going through tough times. So ang chapters 8 and 9, Paul was basically reminding and telling the Corinthian church na i-ready na ang inyong gift, okay, ang inyong generous giving, which he would use to bless those who were in need in Jerusalem. And he had been doing this in the different churches, different Gentile churches. In fact, in chapter 8, Paul mentioned these churches from Galatia or from Macedonia who were generously giving. In Romans 15 verse 25, Paul also mentions, "At present, however, I am going to Jerusalem bringing aid to the saints." So in different parts of the New Testament, makita nato nga Paul was doing this thing, whereas he was collecting a gift or some financial aid for the church in Jerusalem. Verse 26, "For Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution for the poor among the saints in Jerusalem." And again, there are some other verses pa. But why was this happening? Why was Paul giving aid to the Jerusalem church? What happened to the people in Jerusalem, to the church in Jerusalem? They were in such dire need that the other churches needed to come in and help them. Well, there are several factors that could have contributed to it. Firstly, the Jews who became Christians were ostracized, meaning they were basically, you know, parang nagkikick out sila, ginidicule sila, parang gitakwil sila from their peers, from their society. If they used to belong to the Jewish society as a whole and they were accepted and loved because they became followers of Jesus, they were ostracized, okay, socially and economically. So kung before they were enjoying a certain level of comfort or a level of status in their life, now that they're Christians, as part of their carrying their own cross, persevering for Christ, enduring the faith, they have been ostracized. Itakwil sila. Not just that, there was a portion at the time na nagka-famine in the land. There were food shortages in Palestine because of overpopulation. So nagkakulang ang resources din. And because the Jerusalem church was the mother church, basically, that was the first church started there, it supported a large number of teachers and probably to provide hospitality for frequent Christian visitors to the city. So we were doing a lot of things as well to bless other people. They would bless other churches, other teachers, other leaders, and those Christians who would visit the city. Because sila ang first nga church. And Jews in Palestine were subject to a twofold tax, duakabok tax nila. A tax to the Jewish authorities and a tax to the Roman authorities. So they were greatly going through tough times, ang mga Jewish Christians. Okay, Christians who came from a Jewish background. So muna ang itabo nila. And so Paul was going around asking for aid for the Jerusalem church. And this was not the first time the Corinthians have heard of it. And he was telling them, ang Macedonians nga, the church in Macedonia was giving. And in verse 6, in chapter 9, we basically get to the culmination of chapters 8 and 9. Kung unsa ba ang point ni Paul in telling them to give generously. In verse 6, yes sir, the point is this. Whoever sows sparingly also reaps sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. It's the first verse we'll look into today and we'll basically just go verse by verse sa passage na to. We see here two things. If one can sow sparingly and one can sow bountifully, basically a person here has the freedom to choose on the proportion of the amount that he's willing to give, that he wants to bless other people. If you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully naman. And Paul here is using parang agricultural illustrations, okay? If nasa example, much like Jesus, in his parables, he would use what was commonly understood in their time and place. Si Paul used farming as an example. Now imagine a farmer, if you will, na nasa seeds for farming, okay? If he would want to keep a huge number of seeds for himself, para na pa siya seeds nga iyahon, alok siya makuha siya seeds, gamay ra i-plant niya. You just plant a little seeds. And come harvest time, yes, na pa siya seeds sa barn niya after he has planted and he has to wait for, the harvest and he'll get the harvest. But in the harvest time, he will only reap what? A few. Sparingly lang. Gamay ra man ang gisow niya. He has a lot of seeds, but the harvest is few lang. Contrary to another farmer who might sow bountifully, sow a lot. Okay, and after sowing a lot, he might have a few seeds left for himself when he goes home. But when the harvest season comes, he will reap a huge bounty. Dakwa makuha niya. We have the choice here. A person has the choice here to choose to sow sparingly or to give bountifully. And this is important because if you look at the past verses I've showed a while ago about the church's giving, blessing others, I must understand, church, that a hallmark of a church, a hallmark of being a Christian, being a believer of Christ, is generosity. If you are a believer, you're a Christian, one hallmark, one aspect, or one characteristic that we should embody is that we should be generous. In fact, in the ancient times, when people would see people who were generous, they would help the poor, the widows, the orphans, the needy. Even if dili ka Kristiyano, ang automatic mindset nila is, ang Kristiyano ni tawhana ni. If you look at church history throughout the years, you would see that churches, Christians, have established numerous institutions, schools, orphanages, hospitals. Churches before, ancient times, they would have this amount called a matriculum, which is basically an amount the church would set aside to help those who are in need, those who are poor and needy. So in other words, for the longest time, okay, a hallmark of the church has always been generosity. Okay, so in other words, if we are a church, and you are in a church, how many of you know that you're in a church? Kasi brother, kabalo nga sa church ta. Okay, asama ta karun, okay? Asama mo karun, nakitulog na mo para aircon, okay? We are in a church, okay? And if you consider yourself part of the church, okay, may we exemplify or live a life that embodies generosity. I know as Filipinos that our mindset, our culture, diba, is always, kung na mag-birthday, unsay default na to usually. Palibre, palibre, diba? Muna atong ka, diba? Kung ikaw mag-birthday ka, di ka ganyan mong gawa sa balay, diba? Di ko nahan, kaya kung mga amigo, magpalibre na ako. Diba? Magpag-greet na lang. Ang uban ganyan ninyo, diba? Dili nyo i-post sa Facebook, i-hide ninyo. Some people do that, right? Like, di ba, birthday niya, no? Nung dili makita sa timeline, nag-hide niya. Why is it that when someone's birthday, we always want ourselves to be blessed? Diba the other way, kung naisama nga birthday niya, it's his special day, dapat siya ang ma-bless. Dapat kita ang ma-bless a person, okay? Kaya nga, as Christians, may we have a different mindset. Our mindset should not be, how can I be blessed today, okay? How can I get blessing from my peers, from my family? Lord, how can you bless me all the more today? Parang it's always me, me, me. We should move from a consumer mindset to one that is of a generous mindset. Parang our mindset should be, Lord, how can I be a blessing today? When was the last time, church, you actually sat down and thought, you know, you asked God, Lord, how can you use me today to bless others? How can I be a blessing today to my friends? And not just, ah, karun, ugma, birthday niya, no? Makalibre ko kaon, makatipid ko. Diba? Believe it or not, I know some of you have done that, okay? Na parang, diba, ah, kanin, anita, kanin kaon dere, magfiesta dere, or kanin celebration. When was the last time we actively thought, how can we be a blessing to other people? If we consider ourselves part of the church, we are to be generous. A big question here is, what do we reap? If we sow sparingly or bountifully, we will still reap something. But what are we to reap? And we will look into that in the next few verses, okay? I'll hold muna on the answer to that. But importante din ang answer, ani. Now in verse 7, says here, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Can you just tell your seatmate, each one? So if you thought a while ago, katong giving generously, or whether so sparingly or bountifully, if you thought na, aka na, para nas victory group leader na ako. Aka ni, para nas discipler na ako, para nas volunteer, para nas church staff lang. No, it says there, each one. Every person. This is for every person. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart. Meaning, it's not a question whether we should be generous, we should give or not. Okay, that's not the issue here. The only thing that we need to decide is the proportion on which we will give, whether we will give this much or that much. Meaning, as a Christian, as a believer, understood na, okay? Non-negotiable, to be expected. And for everyone na, ang lifestyle of generosity. A lifestyle of generosity is not just for those who've been Christian for the longest time. So, chapter 1 pa ako sa 1-1. Di pa ko pwede magka-generous lifestyle. No. Even as early as that, even if you've been a Christian just 5 minutes ago, you can live and you ought to live a life of generosity. If you're here for the longest time, na Kristiyano ka, 10 years, 20 years, this is a refresher and a reminder for us na we ought to be a blessing to others, okay? It's part of being a Christian, to be a blessing. Each one must give. Verse 7 is very clear, okay? It is a non-negotiable for us believers. must give as he has decided in his heart. Let's talk about postures of giving for a while, because when you talk about giving, it says here, you must decide what you've decided in your heart. Not nga usay feel lang sa heart nimo, but dapat nakasettle nimo nga willing ka mo give ani nga amount. Talking about postures of giving, there's three postures. There's one, those people who have this mindset, I got to give. These are the ones nga giving reluctantly and under compulsion. So, you know, if that's you for the longest time, you just give because you have to. You give because may giyon sa pastor, may giyon sa victory group leader na ako, may madunggan na ako every TNO sa service. I have to give. I have to. I got to. Okay, but I hope that we don't stay there. Okay, the other one is those people who give to get, okay, or gets. Ah, muhatag ko, can I reward para na ako? Parang investment mindset. I give so that I will be blessed more. So actually, what's wrong with that is that you're still thinking about yourself. I'll bless you, bro. Para all the more, mas ma-bless ko. Para more for me pa. The mindset is still you. There's also the third one, which is grace to give. What do you mean by grace to give? Grace to give, meaning, it says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7, but since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we have kindled in you, see to it that you also excel in this, grace of giving. So in other words, as Christians, as believers, we don't have to give as if para because lang giinan tamo give ta. Or we give because we want something in return. But rather, we have been graced to give. We have been empowered. I mean, there's something God has given us. God will give us an unmerited favor of provision so that we can give. We can be a blessing to other people. And may we be excited to give. Okay? Just as you're excited to receive, you're excited to give. Anyone here, you've been excited to give a certain gift to a friend? Whether it's your loved ones, your friends, nakagipalit nga, feeling mo nga nakasa mall ba? Like, kaya uy, bagay ni ano. Uy, kaning item, feel ko malipay dyan eh. You're excited to give something to someone. Whether it's Christmas season or birthday nila, like, you know eh, ganaan sila ni. You've been so excited nga makita sila. Kinda like that, okay? But when we talk about a lifestyle of generosity, God will give us the grace to give. And may we be excited, happy, joyful, and anticipate, okay, those opportunities to give. Para bang, I remember one of these stories, eh, one of our members in the church before, okay, a few years ago, nga, kung nagkaon, friends sila, ngaon sila in a restaurant, the bill comes in. And then they had an argument. Not because ganun magpalibre ang usap, but they had an argument because each one wanted to pay the bill. Okay, one person say, bro, ako na bahala, bro. Di, bro, dugay tayo nakita, ako bahala, ani. Di, bro, makaula, ako na bahala. Each one wanted to outgive the other. Di, bro, ako gahan ko mo treat nimo. Di, ako gahan ko mo bless nimo kay birthday nimo next week or something like that. The point is, they wanted to bless each other, outgive one another. Ganas lang excited mo give. Okay, that they would look for these opportunities, avenues. The question, church, is, do you have that? Or do you do that? Are you actively thinking, parang magka-avenue kung makagive, ani? Diba, a lot of times, we budget our basic needs, the things that we do. But we also budget, okay? We also allocate a certain amount for giving, for generosity, for blessing other people. Yes, importante ang needs nato. Importante mag-pay bills nato. Okay, kailangan to basic needs para, you know, you have the things that you need. But also important is for us to bless other people. Verse 8, it continues here, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. So it says here, all grace. What we will reap when we sow is basically the grace of God that abounds in us. Okay, now, that when we sow, is yes, technically, physically speaking, makwaan ka na. But the grace of God is there that even though for a time, makwaan ka, it's there that it replenishes what you have. It says here, God is able to make all grace, this unmerited favor, abound to you. Now, even if you give a certain something to someone, an amount to bless a person, God's grace is still there that it would richly bless you. That so that having all sufficiency, okay, in all things at all times. Okay, you will be sufficient in all things at all times. When we talk about all grace, it means materially, God may bless our giving. by promotions with better pay, unexpected gifts of money, or by making things last so we don't suffer the cost of replacing them. I remember this one person, 50 pesos na lang bili niya at a certain time of his life, okay? A certain point, okay? Then she was in the service one day, and because 50 pesos na lang, she chose to give it as an offering, not as tithes, but as an offering, okay? That's different from the tithes. So she chose to give whatever she had left as an offering. And then, so wala siya pangkaon na. But then, after the service, a friend called her and, you know, invited her to a party kasi birthday at or something. So na siya free dinner, okay? So imagine that, ang 50 pesos niya, nagka-free dinner pa siya sa Osaka party. So, it, a small thing lang na parang God was showing and rewarding to her that when you trust God with your finances, God will reward and bless you. Okay, as simple as that, okay? God will bless what you've sowed, what you've given, okay? 100-fold. And spiritually as well, God may bless our giving by freeing our hearts from the tyranny of greed. When we give, it frees us from the tendency to hoard things for ourselves. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel that, okay, when if you would check your bank account, diba, so, as long as na digits diya, okay ka. Pero kung mo check as ATM name mo, insufficient funds, parang sama na ako ni Lord. Or mas magul ka ng di ma-withdraw sa if BPI kay na minimum mo to pakagpika sa bangko. Okay ka na, mag-uul na ka na, di ba? Sometimes we want as much as possible na something just a bank. We want to make sure there's something. Our assurance, our security oftentimes, a lot of times, is money. When we open our wallets, kumbaga, oh, okay, lipahit ha. Pero pag open na to, okay, nothing but air ang wallet, parang Lord sa money. We get flustered. We get anxious. I'm not saying we claim poverty. That's not the point. Of course, we want to be blessed. We want to be provided for. But when we give, it frees us from that tendency to hoard things for ourselves, to just think of what we need lang. Okay, and materialism, by giving us a sense of blessing and happiness, or by storing up a rich reward in heaven. So spiritually, we'll be blessed still with this grace from God when we give. Okay, but again, whether materially or spiritually. Not just that, again, I mentioned a while ago that His grace is abounds that we will have all sufficiency in all things and at all times. When you say sufficiency here, it comes from the Greek word autarkeia, which means contentment. Okay, contentment. And contentment here means na a frame of mind which was completely independent of outward things, not determined by something out there, which carried the secret of happiness within it itself. Contentment never comes from the possession of external things. Oftentimes, when we think of contentment, it's, if I could just have this thing, malipay na ko. Diba? Parang if I could just buy the latest phone out there, malipay na ko, set na ko. If I could get this latest thing, if I could get this. When we base our contentment on acquiring things, guess what? You will never be contentment. We've tackled on this in our finance series a few months ago, okay, about godliness and contentment. It says here, we will be sufficient in all things, in all times, when we give. Okay, because the grace of God abounds in us. And not just that, so that you may abound in every good work. So in other words, when we give, God's grace is there as well to bless us, whether materially or spiritually. And we will be sufficient. And not just that, because grabe ka blessed us a grace ni God, we would still abound in every good work. Meaning, napatay further mag-give ba? So in other words, if we are here today and we're thinking, okay, I would live a lifestyle of generosity when I have much. When I am a millionaire, when I have a lot of excesses. That's actually a wrong way of thinking it. You don't wait until you have a lot of money for you to start being generous to someone. Generosity doesn't have to be extravagant. You start with what you have. May it be as simple as buying someone, you know, a free lunch, milk tea. Okay, narabay food panda, di ba? Order ka food. Pansit kang ton. If you're a student, di ba? Snack mo, lipay na mong snack na. Libreng kaon. Or whatever that may be. Baka na felt need ang friend nimo. You might want to donate certain items to your loved ones or to your friends. Kana magamit pa, of course. The point here is this, when we give, we would still be able to abound in every good work. Para siyang gripo, okay? Diba? When you open a faucet, or the water flows through. Diba? Magsiksik agas. If you close it, then it will not flow. The same way, when we give, it's like we're opening, okay, a pathway to access more of God's grace. Kung dili ka manghata, kung di ka mang-give, it's just keep things for yourself. Yes, mabless ka po ka ni God. You're missing out so much more on the grace of God. You want to experience more of God's grace and blessing your life? Give. Be generous. Okay? Kasi if para kang grip mo nga, flow lang ang grace ni God sa imuha, then you'll experience more. But if you hoard it up, parang nakaklag ka, but limited ka sa experiencing the grace ni God. We'll get to more of that in the next few verses. Look at this. In verse 1 to 2 of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, this is Paul talking about the churches in Macedonia. We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches in Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity in their part. The word poverty here basically means extreme poverty lang ni. Kani extreme poverty dili nilang ginagmay lang mga problem. Extreme poverty. And yet, from their extreme poverty, overflowed a wealth of generosity. Now that may seem like a paradox. Parang, ha? Poor sila, pero grabe ka generous. You might think, ang grabe ka generous, dapat grabe ka dato, kaya ka siyang mahatag. But no, verse here tells us, we don't need to wait until, you know, we're millionaires to be generous. You can start giving. These people, the churches in Macedonia, though they were poor, were giving generously. And this was Paul's challenge to the Corinthians. Because the Corinthians were rich, okay? They were more well off. They were okay. But they were not giving yet. So Paul was reminding them, as a church, we are to give. We are to be a blessing. Verse 9, as it is written, he has distributed freely, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. This here is a quote from Psalms 112, verse 9. And in Psalms 112, verse 9, okay, the psalmist here talks about the contrast between the righteousness and the wicked and the blessings of wisdom. So if you go to Psalms 112, you would see him contrast those who are wicked and those who are righteous. And those who are righteous and those who are wise were those who practiced generosity. The psalmist singled out generosity and compassion as the hallmarks of wise living. A wise man is a generous man. So if you want to be wise, live wisely, we ought to be generous. A few more things then I'm about to end. Verse 10, it continues, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed. Now question, kinsa ang gina-supply ni God? Kinsa ang person ang gina-supply ni God? Ang sower, di ba? It says here, he's supplying seed to the sower. Question, are we a sower? Are we someone who sows? Because if we want to be supplied to receive more of God's blessing and provision in our life, it says here, he would supply seed to the sower and bread for food. Talking about provision. And multiply your seed as well for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. In other words, if you're someone who sows, if you're someone who's generous, who's blessed, who blesses others, dili ka kuripot. It says here, God will supply what you will need to sow and for your needs as well. He will supply seed to the sower, bread for food. He will supply your needs. Kaya kung generous ta, kung nag-give ta, it's actually a good thing on our part. Okay? Parang it's for your benefit. He will supply seed for sower. He will supply and multiply your seed. And it is for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. So meaning, we give. It's not just material blessing, but there's a spiritual blessing as well. We are able to bless others and we will reap a reward in heaven. Or treasures in heaven. God richly blesses us for acts of generosity. You want to be richly blessed? Be generous. Okay? As many times as I would say it. Okay? Naka-simple ang point aning text ni Paul. We should be generous. Last verse, and I'm going to end with this. It says here, you'll be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. So God continues to enrich benevolent people so that they can go on enriching others by their generosity. The good thing about this enriching grace ni God, which blesses us, doesn't just bless us. To recap lang, the enriching grace of God enriches the receiver, meaning katong gisowa nato, the giver, the one who blesses, the one who's generous, because he himself is blessed by the grace of God, and it also enriches gratitude towards God, because the person who receives what you've given or blessed him, grateful siya kang God po. And you who are blessing to that person, you'll be grateful to God po, because you are able to bless him and you experience God's blessing yourself as well. So kaya enriching ng grace ni God, na it enriches you, the person you're blessing, and your gratitude towards God. Now as I wrap this up, I'm going to flash very quickly lang, okay? Some couple of questions to help us assess to other person who could best assess your own hearts. Kung are we living a life of generosity ba? Are there certain things in life na medyo materialistic ta? Medyo ma-hoard pa ta sa gamit for ourselves ba? And it's this one, how much of a place does shopping and buying have in your life? Okay, I'm not saying it's wrong to shop, by all means. You can still shop naman. But, you know, when we buy things, is it just for us ba? How does material loss affect your happiness when you lose certain things? Does it feel like end of the world na? Guba ang adlaw nimo when you lose certain things? Di ba ang basis sa joy, happiness, and security sa life nimo? How happy do you get from having some material thing? When you receive something naman, material thing, is it something make it or break it sa day nimo? Without this, Lord, I wouldn't be so happy right now. These are just simple things to assess us. If are we living a life of generosity? Na okay lang tamo, part ways of certain material possessions or finances to bless others? Or are we, you know, kind of like that dragon from The Hobbit niya, karang katawang ganahan siya gold for himself lang, mine, mine, mine. May these things help us assess our situation, our hearts, and may we adjust to live a life of generosity, because again, God richly blesses us so we can be a blessing to other people.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.